We are learning Mesechtas Beya Daf Lamed Ches Saman Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top. Omar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel, Shor Shel Patom, Hareyu Karagli Kol Adam. A Patom is a person who sells animals to the area all around, even across state lines. He sells behemoths, he stuffs them, he sells them, good quality behemoths. Hareyu Karagli Kol Adam. Anyone who comes to buy it on Yontif, which means they pick it up on Yontif, not paying for it, of course, you know, I'll buy things on Yontif. Anyone who comes to pick it up on Yontif, the tchum goes basa them, the person who bought it. But the local shepherd who also sells animals, it's only the people from the ear who buy it will get the tchum of those people. But if someone from out of state, out of the city, comes to buy something, it won't go like the tchum of the people from out of the city, but only as from the people from the raya, and not from people from out of the city. And the pshat is Rashi explains that shor shel patam, because a patam is, it's very normal for him to sell out of the city. Rashi says kiven to orchei lesbunei me'esmal, since he is, it's orphan, he sells it. Therefore, it doesn't go with his tchum. It goes with the tchum of the people who buy it, and he also sells it out of the city, and therefore it goes basa their tchum. Masha inkein. The Raya only sells it to his Makirov and his Shechenim, all his neighbors and people he knows, and therefore, it's like the people of that city, and people of that city, whoever lives in that city, goes with that Tchum, and not the Tchum of people from a different city. Rashi says, Loi, the Ein L'Raya Shom, Seicha Behemah, Iskoy Patam, Shekiru, V'Gerecher, Tachamadu. That's what it says in our Gemara. Now, L'Chaira, you have to come on to Breira. Because when the guy buys it, picks it up on Yontif, so now it's mavur that it doesn't go to the tchum of the seller. Why not? Because he's planning on selling it. Mashenik wouldn't know who's going to buy it. So let's say, for example, in Shmuel, the first part of Shmuel, Shor Shel Patam. So whoever comes to buy it, it'll go bust his tchum, so it goes with Breira. That's how it has to go with Breira. Whoever goes with Breira. The problem is, on Laman Zayin and Beis, Shmuel says that ain't Breira. It said the case with Chavis and Behemah, and Shmuel says, Chavis Nami Asura. Shmuel's ain't Breira. So it's a stira, Shmuel and Shmuel. This is what the Bahamar, the Machamis, the Rebbeinu Peretz, all the Rishonim ask is Kasha. So I'll read the Rebbeinu Peretz Al Kaponim. The Rebbeinu Peretz asks is Kasha. And the Rebbeinu Peretz says, Vim Taimar, Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel, the Le'el Kama, a Philochavis Asura, the Choshkin Behemah, Alma Les Le Breira, the Hochamash Vis Le Breira. It's mashma in the Rebbeinu Peretz that really, you're right, Shmuel usually doesn't hold a Breira. But here, it's the Rabbanon here, but here, the Rabbanon Masakin, because Pseida the Patam, that you're going to say yes, Breira here. You're going to say over here, even for Shmuel, yes, Breira, because here the Patam, that's where his sales are. And it'd be a hefsef him, therefore you allowed it. The Mari, the guitarist, the Baal Mars, all the tarots. The big chish, say the hefsef, the Baal Mars, different, little different tarots, but the Ayin Sham, it's added a parameter to the Rafim, go through all these trutzim, but there are other trutzim to this kasha. Zot Gemara Vaita, Tzera Mishnah, Hashoyel Kli Mechaveiroi Me'erev Yomtev. If someone borrows a Kli, Erev Yomtev, it means he borrows a set of silverware before Yomtev. The halacha is, it goes basa his tchum. That means it goes to the shoyl. The shoyl who borrowed it, whatever his tchum is, that's how far he could take these items. So the Gemara Pshita, of course, he took it before Yontiv. What's the chiddush? Loi tzricha, shloi masu, loi ela b'yontiv. The case is that he asked to borrow it before Yontiv, but he didn't pick it up until Yontiv. So now the time you would think, la b'shus ukme is not in his reshus to become his tchum, that the things you get to become his tchum. Kamash v'lo, no, since they made up that he's going to borrow it, so then, therefore, it goes by to his das. Here, that Ran, we spoke about the lesson yesterday, here Ran says, because all Tchum goes with Gomer Daite. Tchum goes with who's the one who's going to be taking it, not the one who actually has it. That's how Tchum goes. That's what it says in the Ran, on this halacha, it's actually on this halacha, the Ran says that it goes with the guy who, he says, Rashi Gemara, Apish Loi Nosh Loi Elba Yom Tev, reading the Ran now, the Afigav the Lekka, Me'erav Yom Tev, Ela Dibur Ba'alma, only words, Afilo Hachi, Have a Karagli Ashoil, why? Mishim the Dina the Tchumim, the Gemara Daite Tali. It's Tali in Gemara Das. Even though he didn't pick it up, he didn't give it to him until Yontiv. Has the dinim of the tchum of the shoyl, not of the mashul, not the guy who's lending it, not the real owner. The shoyl, if even though he didn't pick it up until Yontiv itself, still it goes with the ragle hashoyl because he already said he's going to give it to him, therefore the Gemara das was to him. So we have the same idea before by a raya also. Even though you didn't give it to the raya till Yontif, it goes with the tchum of the raya according to Rav Daisa. Why? Because you always give it to him. So you see the same idea here also. This is an idea, it's a constant idea through the sugi here that whoever is planning on getting a Yontif, that is who the tchum goes after him. Then it says in the Mishnah, but Yontif, if he picks it up Yontif, karagli amasho. So the Mara has a kasha pshita, was being pshita, Rashi explains. If the Reisha is talking about he didn't pick it up, he just had Dibur. So what's the Sefer talking about on Yontif? It must be that he only asked to borrow a Yontif. That's the case. What is the Havamina? That should be his Tchum. Of course, the Shoyl. Of course, the Mashal's Tchum. The Yontif, Ragi Mashal, Pshita, of course. He only asked to borrow it on Yontif. When Tzricha, the Gemara answers like this. The Ragol V'Shalom Minei. Every Shabbos, this guy, you know, he doesn't have his serving plate. He comes every Shabbos to pick it up. So you would think, that it's automatically, yeah, this is the Gemara Das, that's to go to him, even without even asking for it. The Master says to himself, he says to himself, by beginning of Shabbos, usually he tells me about it before Shabbos, they didn't come pick it up. This week he was quiet. He probably found someone else. So therefore, since he thinks to himself, maybe he found someone else, therefore, you have a Havamina that... No, therefore, Lamaisa, it goes with the Mashal. Because since he's not Gemara Das, no Gemara Das here. Here you have Havamina is that since he always picks it up, he's planning on picking it up this week also. Kamashlon, since he didn't ask for it before Yontif, he didn't even ask for it, didn't say anything, he thinks maybe he had a different way, and therefore it goes with the Mashal. So look at the Gemara Vaita. We'll make it to a little Aschal in this Gemara. And then we'll do the next recording to the Vayit and the Gemara. Zok v'cheina isha sheshal l'mechavrata. It says in our Mishnah, on the bottom of the Mishnah, on Dalam Zayim Aleph, that if you have two ladies, one has flour, and the one who had flour did not have water or salt, so she borrows salt and water from her friend, and she makes the isha. So it says, the isha is karagle shteim. The dough has the din of both Rachel and Leah. Rachel gave the Mayim HaMelech, and Leah had the flour. She makes the dough. It goes like the tchum of Rachel and Leah. That's what it says. So Kisolag Rav Abba. Rav Abba went up there to Shaul. Omar, Yehirava de'ema milsa to the skabel. He davened to Hashem that when I get there to Shaul, I should say divrei Torah that I'm a kubel. People are going to accept it. People are going to like it. Kisolag Lahasam, when he got there, Ashkhil Rav Yechanan, Rav Chnir Bar Papi, Rav Zera. He found three Amorim sitting and schmoozing and learning. Rav Yechanan, Rav Chnir Bar Papi, and Rav Zera. Rav Amrila, or it's a whole different set of Amorim. Rav Amrila, Rav Avo, Rav Shemar Pazi, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yosef Kamri. And they were sitting and asking either those three Amorim, these three Amorim, and they had a kasha on our Mishnah. Amai, Vilvatul Mayim Amel Gabi Isa. What is Pshan Shalacha? We have here flour. It's a lot of flour. It's 5 pounds of flour. And you have salt and water. And you're making a dough. What's the roiv? The roiv is the flour. So why does it have the tchum of Rachel and Leah? Let it be bottled in Leah's flour. And it all goes after Leah's tchum. Why are we saying that it has both of the Rachel and Leah's tchum? Why don't we say that it's bottled, that it's bottled in Leah's flour? Because Leah has the roiv. That was the kasha they were asking. So Amalu Rav Abba, turns to them and says, and these are the words. He says, "Harei shenasar lo kav chitim ba'asara kavin chitim shel chaverim." And he picks the afka chitim to chitim. He says, if let's say Reuven has one kav chitim and it gets mixed up in Shimon's 10 kav chitim, what are you going to say? Yoicha alav achadi? You say Shimon says, you know what? Now I have 11 kavim. Why? Because it's bottle. You know, your calf falls to my 10. I say, Geraldik, I have now 11 calf. It's bottle. You going to say such a thing? It's possible to say such a thing? Yoichel Allah v'chadi? Basically, Mar's cash is that it's mammon, and it's mammon is not bottle like that. It doesn't turn into your thing. See, here also, since the Mayim HaMelech belongs to Rachel, and it's her mammonis, I'm lending it to you, but it's her mammonis, so it doesn't just become bottle like that. Mammonis will become bottle. That was the time. That was the time he said. And we have to explain this better, because here it says Dafka Chitim to Chitim. Why did he pick Chitim? Why did he pick Mim v'Minoy? We'll speak it out in a second. So Rab Abba, who's going up to Eretz Yisrael, he says, I have a terrace for you. You know why it's not bottle? Because it's mamonis. You tell me, if your calf falls into 10 calf and it's bottle? No, it's not a bottle. It's mamonis, not bottle. Achichulah. They laughed at him. So he didn't know why they were laughing. I'm like, Sichu Shakli, did I do a prank at you? Did I take your shirt or something? Why are you laughing? How the chichulah? They laughed at him again. And you see from here that even though he davened that his divrei Torah shmei neskabel, still they laughed at him. So the Chassam Sofer, the Ayin Mutzis with this pshat, the Chassam Sofer says a pshat that he shouldn't have davened that whatever he says shmei neskabel, he should have davened, hey Rava, that we should have a good discussion and come out with the Torah's emes. That's what he should have said. Not that his words, not always his words shmei neskabel, you have to work it out. So since he said that was tickle taina on him and taka, what happened was, it didn't work out for him and laughed at him. So that's what we're holding right now. Rav Abba says the Teretz, and he says that the reason why it's not bottle is because it's mamon, and he brings a raya because every time a kav chita falls in 10 kav chitas chaveray, it's going to be bottle. So he says, it's not going to be bottle. So here also, it shouldn't be bottle. Therefore, he says, that's the Teretz to the Ramarayim's Kasha, that therefore it should be karag the shteyim here. Why? Because it's mamon, it's a mamon, it's not bottle.